Lord God, we come to you happy in Jesus. Happy in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's in the name above all names, God given to us. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. And by that name we are saved. Hallelujah. Now, God, we're here to rejoice in that name, Lord. And God, to come into a knowledge of the love in that name. And Lord, to have that name completely written, bridegroom, across our hearts. Lord, thank you for bringing us in today. Lord, thank you that you called us here this morning. Thank you, Lord. It's not predicated upon what I did last week or what I did last night or who I am. Oh no, Jesus, it's because of your grace. It's because of your great love. We're here to learn of you today. And anything that we'll learn of you today is going to be one thing, and that's going to be love. Now, God, visit us in a great way. Lord, break up the fallow ground that's in hearts. Lord, tear down the walls that have been built up, dear God. We understand it's not about, in a sense, my family. It's not about my marriage. It's not about my job, Lord Jesus. It's about my relationship with you. And if I'll step into that by the grace of God to what you've called me to be, I'll be the best husband. I'll be the best daddy. I'll work, Lord God, heartily unto you. God, the balm is in Gilead, and look, let us look to that alone. Lord, thank you for loving us this day. We're expecting from you. That's all you've asked, and you'll provide. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want to begin with a poem this morning. We've heard many times if you visited this place, and maybe if you're into poetry, this is one of the best by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorrow I could not travel both. And by one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy, and wanted wear, though as for that passing there, had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. It's called The Road Not Taken. Precious poem, and we've referred to it over and over in this meeting as The Road Less Traveled. The Bible, brothers and sisters, calls it The Narrow Way. And in Matthew chapter 7, I'll read from the 13th verse. And here's our narrow way. Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Brother Hill, in his final sermon, he called this the unfamiliar door. And by grace, and as I rejoice with you today, we're still walking it. Amen? Amen. Amen. You think about the message of the road less traveled. I'm grateful to God it's never left this pulpit. By the grace of God, and again I say, by the grace of God, His strength alone, His power alone, we have not gone after the worldly things. If it's been quite a time, I appreciated a brother who's come back, had been gone for many years. He said, oh brother, with a smile on his face, he said, you know, nothing's changed. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only changing I want to see is from glory to glory into His very image. Amen? Amen. But you think about it, brothers and sisters. We're not just continuing on in it, but by His grace, it's growing brighter. Now, man still hasn't changed, though I want you to know that. Oh, no. Still looking with his eyes, always wanting to see immediate results, always desiring to feel something, always desiring a sensation, always desiring that things make sense. And if you're in that, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you what it is. You're never satisfied. And you will never be satisfied. There might be a time that you are, but that time will end and it will end soon. Whereas grace, brothers and sisters, grace seeks by my spirit. Grace seeks walking by faith. Grace understands that the results, brothers and sisters, are already in the bank. Do you know that? Praise be to God. You give your life over to God. You go His way. The result is already glory. He has already laid that up. He has already prepared that. That's the provision in all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ that He's already given His children if you'll just apprehend what He's already given. I love that about Brother Jacob. There he was wrestling, and you know God touched his thigh, threw it all out of joint. But you know what he was wrestling about? He was wrestling about something God had already given him, and it was better than what he was wanting to get out of God. That strikes me because I've been there. And I've been there many times where I said, oh Lord, I got to have it this way. And I'm going to wrestle with you. And you know one thing I think about God is you'll never win a wrestling match with Him. At least you've called Him in. Praise be to God. And He's going to show Himself mighty. And sometimes He does have to pin our ears back. But it's always in love. And He says, you know what, honey? I love you. Listen to me. It don't have to be this hard. This can stop right now. It really can. Just look into my face. I talk about it many times. God calls us children. But He's calling us to grow up. He wants mature sons of God, doesn't He? We know that. And having my babies, there couldn't have been any better example to me. You know what they need. You've got it right there for them. But they're squirming. And they want to get out and they want to do this and that. And it's going to just get worse. If they've hurt themselves or something like that, you say, no, honey, I got to take care of it. And they're like thrashing around. Well, I'll tell you what, when you grow up and you understand and you need help and you need somebody to take care of it, the great physician, if you really understand, you'll be still and know that He is God. And you'll let Him do it, won't you? Praise the Lord. Oh, it's awesome, brothers and sisters, what He's bringing us into and understanding this. But see, we need to understand, brothers and sisters, that God's ways are always opposite of my ways. They really are. I believe, God, that You are. That's the heart that we need to have. God, I believe that You are, and You are a rewarder of them that diligently seek You. And brothers and sisters, we're finding all the time, it's not just in the Word of God, because His Word is going forth and it's living in us, that God's ways are supernatural. It also says that God's ways are past finding out. How often do we want to figure out what God's doing? Why? I know it's kind of fun, but they're past finding out. He's already told you. How many times over and over did you expect it? It's going to be this way. Or Lord, You brought this glory and this is the glory it's going to be at. Well, you know what? It's not going to work that way. Just be still. Be patient. Watch My handiwork. Watch it. Let Him do it. Let Him. He doesn't need any help, does He? He doesn't want any help. All He wants you to do is believe Him. He wants you to rest. He wants you to trust Him, brothers and sisters, knowing that He knows the way that you need to take. His ways will never make sense to our natural understanding. They just won't. All man's books, all the things that they've written about, here's how we're going to analyze the mind. Here's the psychology that you need. How many books have we had about how to raise children? And look where our children are today. You following this? Then I know that your children are in the right way. I know that there will be children, as God promises, that when they're old, they won't depart from it.
they'll come back. They might be ornery for a time, but by the grace of God, they'll walk. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Brothers and sisters, put the Word of God into your home. Don't compromise. Don't look over here. Don't look over there. Don't spare that rod. I don't care what they're telling you. It's in love, brothers and sisters. God corrects in love. He chastens, and whom He loves, He chastens. And I want to have the Spirit of the Lord in my house. I want to have the Spirit of the Lord in my heart. And if I know that I have a wayward child, by the grace of God, I'm going after him. I'm going to find that sheep. And as we've heard many times about that wonderful shepherd, sometimes that wayward sheep, he's even got to break its leg. Huh? Oh, that's something. Now, I'm not telling you to break your kid's leg. Please don't go there. We've had to take care of a lot of injuries from football. But I'm telling you, get down on your knees and pray. That'll be the most convicting thing you could ever do as a parent. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And never stop being a parent. Doesn't mean that they're just 18 and there they go. No, by the grace of God. And it's not living over them. No, they're your brother and sister in Christ. Do you understand that? I'm learning that about my children. But I'm their dad. And by the grace of God, this is the way we're going, because this is God's plan. This is God's way. And anymore, brothers and sisters, it is the road that is less traveled. His ways are by faith. And if we try to go by feeling, if we try to go by reasoning, His perfect way will always elude my grasp. I remember so often Brother Hill giving that example of that poor pilot who was flying at night. He was all by himself. He didn't have a co-pilot. And so he was just going on, and the air was all smooth and everything was good. But it was nighttime and the moon wasn't shining, and it was dark up here and it was dark down there. He wasn't going over a city, so he really had nothing to reference him on. But he just kept going along, and he would just kind of make adjustments as he would feel it and these types of things. And so he'd gone on his way and on his way. And so finally he started to feel really uncomfortable. The shoulder straps, his harness just kept digging down into his shoulder blades and into his arms. And he thought, what in the world is wrong? Well, he finally glanced at his instruments, and you know what? He was completely upside down. Now I'm going to tell you something. God has allowed me to be a pilot. Now, I'm not going to attest to the fact that I know that by I've actually been there. But I'm going to tell you something as a pilot. If you go by feelings, it's death. Brother Ty will tell you that. It's very clear. And brothers and sisters, when we go by feeling, when we go by reasoning, when we go by what we think or what we believe is going to be the best way in my mind, as we read about a dear brother a couple weeks ago that determined in himself, it's going to be death. It really will. Man's ways lead to destruction. You go by this instrument, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, really, trust it. It never changes. It knows what you need. It's not antiquated. I'm starting to get that from people. Oh, brother, we're in a whole new world. No. It's the same old world. And the evil of man is waxing worse and worse. And you know you need the Word like we've never needed the Word ever before. We need it more now than ever before. Stand on the promises. They will not fail. They won't. It's perfect. God's Word is true. He promised. But it's by faith, isn't it? You go into that precious chapter of Hebrews, the Faith Hall of Fame. And do you understand that faith is always Hall of Fame? And you know that He's the author and finisher of your faith? And you know that every bit of your life that you trust Him, it's the Hall of Fame. It's going to be remembered forever. And that's not to glorify you. That's to magnify Him and the grace of God. See, He's put us into a time, brothers and sisters, like none other. This is the greatest time of faith. And I really do believe in my heart, it is it. Those brothers and sisters, yeah, they were sitting there as slaves in Egypt and all of these different things. But we have been put in a day and an age where everything's done for us. I mean, man is so automated and man is so good at this. And shoot, they can hook you on a machine and you might live to 120. And they're talking about freezing you now and coming back. I'm trying to figure out, why in the world do I want to do this twice? Huh? And let me tell you something. I think I'm having a good time here. I know I am. Sometimes maybe a little bit too good a time. No, not in the Lord. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, are you ready to go? Are we ready to take flight out of here? But you see, what's going on right now is this world, it's putting even Christians, and it does. It talks about it in Thessalonians. It's putting us in a slumber. Mm-hmm. This automated world, this, you know, Jesus, yeah, anymore. It's like, yeah, I believe in heaven and all that, but, you know, we just kind of die and go there. Now, this rapture thing, that was just kind of a frilly something. How much of the Word of God you want to believe? Absolutely. Did I hear that right? How much of the Word of God you want to believe? All of it. Not bits and pieces. And by the grace of God, brothers and sisters, He wrote all of this for you. And He did. Now, there's promises to specific peoples. We understand that. There's promises to the Jew. There's promises to the Gentile. Know that for yourself. And rightfully divide the Word of God. That's why you come and be taught the Word of God. But I'm going to tell you something. It's by my Spirit. This isn't discerned by man. This doesn't happen because I go to this seminary or because I grew up in such and such household where my mom was a Bible teacher and my daddy was a pastor. Let me tell you something. That means nothing. I'm thankful to God if the Word of God was brought into your home, but you need to receive it for yourself. You're not riding anybody else's coattails into heaven. It's got to be the blood for you, and it's got to be the blood for me, and we're going to grow up in one way, and that is in the grace of God. So quit looking to mom and dad, and quit looking to this to believe for me. You start believing for yourself. God wants you to come boldly. He didn't say us to come boldly, or we come boldly. He said you come boldly. Come boldly to the throne of grace and come right now. It's for you, brothers and sisters. It's for us. And thanks be to God that we rejoice in that promise this morning. But from the very beginning, the Word of God contrasted this road most traveled versus the road less traveled. The broad way versus the narrow way. And I'm going to tell you, we are all on one of those two roads, even as I speak today. You think about Brother Lot and Brother Abraham. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I do say, just Lot. He's my brother just as much as Abraham is my brother. Not was, but is. It's a living God. It's a living body. And He's placed us into that glorious body. Isn't that wonderful? That Word is alive. And here they are sitting there today. And they're seeing the same things. And God has put them out there and said, hey, look, what are you going to do? Huh? And Lot got to choose first. My goodness, shame on the brother. Should have stepped up and said, well, I'll choose the Lord. But no, he chose with his eyes. We know the story. He chose the well-watered plain. You know what he chose? He chose the layup. Sorry, Abraham. But you let me go first. And that's a layup. You're going to have to go over here. You asked me first. Come on. Been there, done that? And Abraham chose by faith. See, that brother could have chosen first, but his confidence was in God that, you know what? Listen to this. The last shall be first. See, you put your confidence in God. Look, your time is coming, but the time is now to reap and rejoice in the time that is coming. It's not just to sit here and moan and ache. It's time to know the Word of God and to know that these things must come to pass in my life and to know that He loves me and that He won't forsake me and that He's preparing me, as they sang about, the meeting in the air. Oh, my goodness. I love when people think that I'm crazy. I'm just crazy about the Lord. I'm crazy about believing in Jesus. And I think you're crazy if you don't. Because what you're believing in is a lie. And it is. There's only one true thing, and that's the Word of God. The Word even tells us the only thing that's ever going to last, that's going to last forever, endure forever, is His Word. Amen. I'm so thankful. What a guarantee that is, brothers and sisters. It is amazing. But see, then we had Solomon. Now you think about a wonderful brother in the Lord and brought up into a house, and think about his father David and how much David loved the Lord. And he lived such a testimony. And brothers, really take this from David and everybody, but especially you brothers. You failed? Praise the Lord.
Oh, but it's going to devastate my family. Sure, it hurts. I understand that. But do you realize the greatest testimony for your family is when you lay hold of the grace of God and they see that you are just a man, but by the grace of God, you're a godly man. And rise up. Isn't that awesome? And rise up today. The devil wants to keep you defeated. The devil wants you to continue to feel sorry for yourself, bad for yourself, whatever. Self. God says, look and see who you are in me right now. It wasn't your goodness that brought you to the place when you were a good husband anyways. Isn't that marvelous? Do you see, you can't lose with God. There's no such thing. He's victory. And the victory is at hand. And sometimes it burns people too when you take the victory. Oh, you still should be feeling bad. What do you mean you're overcoming this right away? Shame on you! Do you see how nuts that is? Before thee and thee only have I sinned. And you repent, and you repent fully, and you say, Lord, give me that repentant heart. That wasn't of me either. Nothing. But you gave it to me. Now I am sorry. I'm thankful. I'm broken before you. There's a contrite heart. Now God, now you're going to do something. Do you see what kind of testimony, brothers and sisters, that is? I'll take you to every one of our brothers and sisters of great faith in this Word of God. And it was always built on great failure. God had to show them completely that it wasn't of them or in them. It wasn't because they were brought up in a house of God. And you think about little Joseph and all of those things and how he was brought up. But there were wonderful things that God had to do in that brother's life, even up until the end. He said, oh, Daddy, it's going to be this way. And Daddy said, step back. My hands are on the right place on your sons. You're willing to be chastened and corrected till the day you see him. I pray we are, brothers and sisters. We need to be humble before the Lord. You know, I'm so thankful of the things I do know. But I'm understanding he still has me here to understand more of the things that I don't know. That we couldn't be in the Word of God enough. That we couldn't. It's not because we passed course 1, 2, 3, and 4 and I went through the Bible 15 yay times. I'm thankful you did. But what did you keep? What are you living? Huh? It's the grace of God that allows you to live one bit of it. By my Spirit. You know the Holy Spirit takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. Do you know that that's the only way you can embrace and live the Word of God is by love? Loving Him. Faith which worketh by love. You're not going to sit down in a chair and say, well, I believe you, Lord. I just believe you. Well, I'll set the timer here and know when are you going to wake up? Huh? You know how you believe the Lord? You love Him. And you say, Lord, you love me. I see that love. I love you. And I believe that your love will bring me the faith to believe you for this. And he'll bring it. That's a promise. It's the promise of the Word of God. But running along, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, Brother Solomon, he grew up in a wonderful home. He grew up under wonderful circumstance, wonderful testimony. But he lived the broad way of compromise. He refused to set the things right in his own home. He did. It was easier to compromise it away. He was loving the Lord. He was, in a sense, serving the Lord in these parts. But you know, well, in his case, my wives. And you don't got any wife to blame. It's you. And wife, you have no husband to blame. It's you. We're without excuse. Those brothers and sisters had the same God ministering to them. And it is wonderful. But I got to thinking, we have the whole counsel of God. How many times you hear people say, oh, I wish God would talk to me. You know, if I was like Brother Abraham and God was sitting there talking to me, I'd believe him. If I could just hear his voice, if I could see some back parts, even some smoke off of his shoes. I've heard that kind of stuff. I couldn't make that up. Wouldn't want to. But see, we have it all, don't we? Isn't this amazing? We have it all. And we have the Holy Spirit. Isn't that precious? And he said, you know what? I'll guide you into all truth. Every bit of it. And if you be otherwise minded,
I'll make that known unto you too. You're wrestling with me? My love will pin you down. Praise God. Praise God. You're going through something today and you're saying, Lord, I'm really not believing you for this. I'm stuck. I'm in a rut. Ask Him for His love. Say, Lord, I know Your love is there. Let me embrace it. It'll take me through. It's awesome what the love of God can do. But over and over and over, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. That faith is the unknown door. It always is. It always has been. It's the path that eye has not seen nor ear has heard. But it's the path that by faith knows that God has ordained and mapped out every breath and every footstep. Do you realize that you're precious and that you're rare to God? You are. You're precious and rare. You are His entire investment, the Word of God tells us. And God wants an infinite return on His investment. He's the master investor. He really is. And He's invested everything in us when He gave us His Son. There was nothing else He could give. I'm so grateful to God the day that He told me that. He said, Son, I am all in. I'm all in. I have no more to give. I've given You everything. Everything. You're well equipped. We're well able. Every provision. Praise God. It's there for us, brothers and sisters. And that's why I can have confidence in Him. We have this glorious gospel to win Him, to be His readied wife. And I know often sometimes we sit there and say, oh Lord, I don't feel that I'm living that. It's not by feeling. It's by faith. It's by faith. Yes.
By two immutable things, His Word and His oath.
Thank you. Oh yes, brothers and sisters, and that's exactly what it is. It is the Word of God. Now we've read today that few there are that find it. And you know what? It's not because it's hard to find. It's because that few want it. The Word of God tells us there are many palm wavers in heaven. But the Word of God also tells us that there is a company that is in the midst of the throne, which is the pearl of great price. A virtuous woman is more precious than rubies, brothers and sisters. She is. And God is protecting her. But brothers and sisters, it has to be a choice. It's the most important decision we will ever make today as Christians. And I did say today, because that choice faces us today. Will we go the road less traveled? Really, if you haven't heard anything yet today, listen to this. Will you go the road less traveled? Come on. It's the way that's going to be opposite to your comfort zone. It's going to be the way that's going to be anti to your flesh. And if you choose it, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be way further than a dark mile. I'm not going to soft sell this. I'm going to tell you it's going to be way further than a dark mile. But it's far brighter than a million suns. You ever look deep? I mean, really deep into the eyes of your lover. I'm talking your soulmate. And you look deep in their eyes and you say, you know what? Thank you for loving me. You ever said that? I pray as if you have a spouse today that you've really looked into their eyes. At least one time, maybe today, I hope you're convicted to do it. That it is real. That you'd look into their eyes. And honestly say, thank you for loving me. Well, that's how it is with Jesus. It's really how it is. It's all He wants. He just wants you to come to Him. Come to Him now in heart. And look deep. Look deep. Because He's looking back at you too. At the same time, I tell Him, thank you, Lord, for loving me.
He says, thank you, son, for believing me. I need it. I need it from you. I want you to praise me because it's for us. And all I wrote on the last words in hand was, what a love story. What a love story. And it's only entered one way. It's only entered by taking that road less traveled. And here it is. Here's the road. It's the Word of God. And it's by faith. And He wants you to go today. Today. Let's bow our heads. Lord, thank you for wooing us this morning. God, no words could ever express, I pray, the words that you're bringing to our hearts at this moment. Lord, you're the one that knows how to speak to a heart. Your Spirit, I know, is opening places in our heart that I don't believe have ever maybe been opened to you today. But it is the time. The time to go is now. We stand before that road every morning, dear God. We do. Every morning. And Lord, may it be that precious way. The way that will make all the difference. The way that, God willing, we shall finish and rejoice with you in the air. I'm glad I did. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.